In a remote village outside Kampala, Uganda, football is king. The primary age children, many of them orphans, play the game at every opportunity. Last year, a Melbourne man provided the children with a new experience. Michael Gallus sent a dozen or so real soccer balls to the village as part of his registered charity, Footies for All. To Mr. Gallus, he was sending more than just soccer balls.
It's hope. It's hope. It's not a ball. It's a gift of hope.
Michael Gallus has now distributed more than 20,000 balls to underprivileged children around the world through the charity. He says he was inspired by Nelson Mandela's speech at the inaugural Laureus Sports Awards in 2000, where the African leader declared sport had the power to change the world.
Sport can create hope where once there was only despair. It is more powerful than governments in breaking down racial barriers.
Now, Mr. Gallus has received a rare form of recognition and thanks. The principal of the Ugandan school, Daniel Marley, has arrived in Australia to personally thank Mr. Gallus for his generosity, recounting the moment the balls arrived.
First of all, I noticed that their faces changed. They started smiling, they started laughing. When they realized that the boxes had lots of soccer balls, they started screaming. Children were running out of their classrooms without order.
Mr. Marley says for most of the young football lovers, playing with a real ball was a first.
Most of the children in my community had never seen the real soccer balls, and they have been using fiber, banana fibers, they wrap it, and some rubbish. They just wrap rubbish together and begin playing.
Michael Gallus became emotional when told of the children's response and gratitude.
You know, you change lives, Luke. You change lives. It's not a ball. And that opportunity, even for Daniel to travel 11,000 kilometres from Africa to come out here and to meet us and to say thank you, you know, that's life-changing.
Mr. Marley has now invited Mr. Gallus to visit Uganda for a further honour. A football tournament has been arranged, and he wants Mr. Gallus to present the cup to be named in his honour to the winner. Mr. Marley says the donation has the capacity to have significant impact in his homeland.
I see him as a man who is going to leave a legacy in our country by raising the talents of these children. When I think of Mike Gallus, I see him going to impact the next generation of Uganda.